back at Bomber Stadium. About ready to start the second half. The rain has picked up again. 22-16, our score is. The Bears won the opening toss. They deferred, so they're going to have the football to start this second half. Waiting for the teams to come on the field and get lined up and ready to go. Some interesting scores around the state tonight, Bob, especially in the conference. We were just talking to Marion with that lead over Pine Bluff. Not only surprised that Marion is ahead, it's the margin.
28-12 at halftime. Marion really impressed me last week as a very good football team. You know, they had to go to Pine Bluff. I didn't know how well they'd play on the road with the sophomore quarterback, but, you know, apparently they're playing pretty well.
Yes. And I'm anxious to see if that score is correct.
Yeah.
Jacksonville and West Memphis scoreless at halftime. I can't imagine that.
The only thing I think is just pour down rain over there.
It may be.
Carlos Cardenas will kick it away for the Bombers.
All right. We're finally ready to get this second half started. As a light rain falls here at Bomber Stadium. This is our fourth home game of the year, and it's rained in three of them. Back here in just under 2 weeks, 13 days on a Thursday night to wrap up the regular season against West Memphis. Here's a pooch kick again, and this is going to bounce at the 30, and it's still live, and Mountain Home has got it. Bombers have recovered at the 29-yard line. Great job by Mountain Home getting down to cover the football. Cardenas with a great kick, and Mountain Home has it. Yeah. Was that Tatum Bashir's that covered it?
I think so, but they made a bad mistake there. Seven Hills did. It went over the upback's head. He made a fair catch signal, tried to catch it over his shoulder. It bounced. He tried to pick it up and just couldn't handle it. Great break for the Bombers.
It was. So they'll mark the ball just inside the 30-yard line.
First and 10 from the 30.
So now's the time you really need to jab them hard right there.
Yes. First down, and the ball given to Junior Williams, and running inside the 15, carry tacklers with him down to the 11-yard line. They'll mark him at the 10. It's a pickup of about 19 on first down.
Now that's the kind of play you want to open the second half right there, where you just want to dominate that line of scrimmage on this drive right here and get us back into scoring position or back into this ball game again.
15th first down of the night for Mountain Home on the run by Junior Williams. 11:44 left. Third quarter action. First possession of the second half. It's kept by Tabor on that option read, and Tabor's going to take it inside the 10, Dawson down Tabor to the about the 7. Tabor. He picks up 4 on first down.
Pressure to gain of about 5 yards.
Once again, the rain falling like this, you're probably going to see a steady dive of the fullback and the quarterback, although, golly, like I said earlier, the option is a killer down here if you got a team playing a goal line defense against you.
Second down and 6. The ball given to Junior Williams. He is into the end zone for the touchdown. It's a 7-yard touchdown run for Junior Williams. And Mountain Home has tied the game. Now the extra point can give Mountain Home the lead.
And that's about as hard as I've seen Junior hit the line of scrimmage all year long. Maybe because it's, you know, he's had some openings to run through, but that's about as hard as I've seen him hit it.
A 7-yard touchdown run for Junior Williams. We're only 55 seconds into the third quarter. Tabor can give Mountain Home the lead. Extra point is up, and it's good. And the Bombers have their first lead of the second half this season. 23-22, Mountain Home on top. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Another pooch kick. This is going to hit the ground at the 30. Picked up by Franklin at the 28. Out across the 35 to about the 39. And that's where the Bears will start their first drive at the second half.
That's a good ankle tackle right there by Caden Williams, I believe who that was. It got down there because he was fixing to hit open ground. Quickest scoring drive we've had all year long.
Pardon?
Wasn't that the quickest scoring drive we've had all year long?
Yes, 55-second drive. Actually, it was just under that because there was a few seconds ran off on the kickoff. Four-man front for Mountain Home. They run the linebacker up. The handoff is to Jackson, and the running back is straight ahead, and he's going to take it to the 46-yard line. Pickup of about seven.
Well, it looks like by that lineman right there, Sylvan Hills has decided they're going to come out in two tights and just run the football.
They had success running the ball in the first half. Most of the yardage were on the was on the ground.
So they're pretty good size on the offensive front. Not
Mayo, that center, is 6'4 and 340. He's got some colleges looking at him. Motion now. Out of the pistol, and McCoy gives it to Jackson once again, running left side. Jackson is going to be stood up. He's a couple of yards shy. He's at the 48. He picked up two.
Gain of 2 yards. That brings up third down.
You know, I'm walking through the crowd, coming back at halftime. There was some dissension there with the chain gang.
Oh, yeah?
Over the what happened in the first,
I don't blame
first half.
That's a fireball offense right there.
It's yes.
Never happened. Third down and two here for the Bears. A little picking on those guys.
Especially when they can't hear us.
Exactly. They hear about it, though. That's
yeah.
The best part. All right, third down and two here for the Bears. McCoy will keep it.
Close.
And he's got the first down into Mountain Home territory. He'll take it to about the 47, a pickup of five.
You know, I don't know why they got away from the spread formation, running back to the weak side with the slot there. That now here they come. I said that. I had to jinx it. Here they come out in that formation.
Two wides and two slots. Actually, one on the right side is going to line up as a tight end. And a play action, the pass left side complete. Hutchinson has the catch at the 40, 35-30. At the 35, at the 25, rather, knocked out of bounds. All the way down to the 21-yard line. It's a 26-yard pass play.
Little double out route right there. The safety had to get over and cover that back, that slot back out of the backfield. That's a tough assignment right there because he's got you by a lineman to the outside automatically. You can't cheat to the middle. You got to maintain your alignment. That's a tough coverage right there.
9:07 left in this third quarter. Bombers up 23-21. First down for the Bears at the 21 of Mountain Home. Motion man is going to get the handoff. This is Hutchinson coming to the near side. He's inside the 20.
Peters. I can't.
Deontay Hutchinson on the carry.
Hunter Shad.
One of the bombers is shaking up. That's Trace Rick. He's going to come off the field, and Aaron Talbert will check in for him. By the way, Trace Rick, when you look at average per carry, leads the Bombers with one carry and 64 yards after last week. That may be a state record.
Might be a state record.
We need to check into that.
That's pretty good average.
Brings up second.
Probably won't ever go down any either.
Probably not, no. Second down at about six here. And the running back Jackson gets the call. And Trey Jackson is going to take it to about the 12. It's going to bring up third and a yard here for Sylvan Hills.
We need a penalty or a turnover right here.
.856 left in this third quarter. 23-22. Mountain Home with the lead. McCoy gives it to Hutchinson, turns it up upfield in the middle part of the field, has a first down run to the 8. He picks up 4.
We were in position at the time, just didn't close down. They run that deep, deep counter play right there. He just, you know, I know you don't want to let him outside. That's a tough choice.
Ball spotted at the 8-yard line. Good up for a Bears first down.
8:35 to go in the third. It's a 1-point lead for Mountain Home. Looks like the rain is just about stopped again. It's kind of been off and on tonight. First and goal now for the Bears at the 8-yard line. Coy out of the shotgun. Jackson flanks him to the right. And the ball is given to Jackson. Sweep left side. And he's going to be tripped up at about the 6-yard line. A gain of about 2 on the play.
Pretty good play right there.
At the 6-yard line. By number 3, Colton Peters.
Clock running with 8:02 to play. Peters in on the tackle that time. That's his, well, he came into the game tied with Brock Boje as the leading tacklers for this ball club, each with 44 stops on the season. Second and goal from the 6. The Bears emptied the backfield. McCoy. We've got a flag. He'll hand it off. It's a touchdown run, but let's see what the flag is. I think this is coming back.
Carry takes it to the end zone. There is a flag on the field.
The officials are going to talk about this. The touchdown run by Nate Floyd. And let's see what we have here. Was it a illegal formation? The officials are talking to Coach Withrow about it. Explaining what the call is. It is a procedure penalty against the Bears.
I don't think they were all set prior to the snap. I think the guy out here came out here, then went back in motion, was never set.
So it moves the ball back to the 11-yard line. Three penalties for 30 yards now against the Bears. So second and goal from the 11. The handoff on the sweep coming to the near side. And this is Esteen who's going to turn it up and take it to the 5.
Esteen on the carry.
Aldridge once again coming from that inside linebacker spot to make the tackle.
Takes it to about the 5.
7 minutes left in the third. It's a third and goal coming up here from the 5 now. The Bears quickly to the line of scrimmage. And the ball kept this time by the quarterback.
Good job.
He's going to be tackled at about the 3.5-yard line as McCoy kept it. So fourth and goal coming up here for this Bomber defense.
Inside the 4-yard line to the 3.
They're
going to
mark it at the 3.
Fourth and goal.
And it looks like they're bringing a field goal team in.
Tito Mendoza, an all-state kicker. This will be a chip shot here. Basically an extra point. The ball is at the 3. So it will be a 20-yard field goal attempt. Trying to put the Bears back on top. And there's movement. One of the Bomber defenders on the right side acted like he was going to rush, kind of jumped a little bit. And the left side, one of the back blockers flinched. And that's going to back Mendoza up 5 yards. Not going to matter to him. He's good from about 45 to 48.
Ball spotted at the 9-yard line.
Just hope the ball's flicked.
Still fourth and goal.
He's going to make it a 25-yard field goal attempt now.
Still on to the
instead
of field
a 20.
Board, Tito Mendoza.
6:01 left in this
field goal.
Third quarter. Withrow the holder. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 5:50 left, third quarter. It's 25-23. The Bears with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't miss this year's Red Kettle Cook-Off, Friday, November 9th from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army. Local celebrity chefs will be serving some of their favorite dishes for you to taste. For $10, you get to sample all the amazing dishes and have a chance to win a Red Kettle Grill. Tickets are on sale now at the Salvation Army on Highway 201 North. All proceeds go toward the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. help the Salvation Army provide help and hope for the holidays.
$5.8 billion and 6,000 new jobs. That's how much economists at the Arkansas Economic Development Institute estimate Issue 4 could generate over the next 10 years. On November 6th, we can grow our economy, create thousands of jobs, and keep tax and tourism dollars here in Arkansas. Let's stop sending money to out-of-state casinos and start putting Arkansas first. On November 6th, vote for Issue 4. Early voting starts October 22nd. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
5:48 to play.
Tito Mendoza will kick it away for Sylvan
25-23, Sylvan Hills with the lead over Mountain Home.
Williams, number 21, Adam Sorrell.
Mendoza with the ball teed up at the 40. Sorrells and Williams back deep now for Mountain Home. Waiting the kick. High end over end kick, and Williams will check it. Sorrells will take it from the 4 yard line up the right sideline across the 20, 25, and about the 27, 28 yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start with this drive. 5:41 left in the third. The Bombers are down by two. What an entertaining game so far, Bob.
What has? A lot of offense. We really didn't expect a lot of offense with the weather conditions, but
well, the fact that both teams are averaging 9 points a game.
Yes. Yeah.
We didn't expect 48 points to be on the board total right now.
The over-under was probably 30 or something like that,
yes.
I think, if we'd had to pick it.
So the Bombers starting from their own 28-yard line. Big Junior Williams going to get the call here, and he's going to take it to the 30. Looks like the 34 is where they have it—a pickup of about six.
Of Sylvan Hills, second and five.
Second of four coming up here for the Bombers with 5:23 left in this.
You know that defensive front's not used to this. They're switching out a nose man about every series, trying to rest them a little bit and going from a three-man front to another and a six.
Ball is given to Junior Williams this time. The ball came loose. And let's see. No indication yet. Officials got to get some of the players out of the way so they can get to the ball to see who has it.
Sylvan Hills coach, he's on the ground over there.
Players from both sides pointing the other way. I think Mount Holmes got it.
Junior Williams on the carry.
They do. Bombers have recovered the fumble.
Ball is fumbled on the play, recovered by the Bombers.
So they're going to spot the ball at about the 37-yard line, pick up a three.
Now, as Dylan Posh was the last man up off the pile for Mount Home, he had to be the one with the ball.
Now they move it back to the 36. So a two-yard
game.
With
the spot.
They are tonight, aren't they? Third down and two. And the ball is kept by Tabor. The quarterback has the first down run, fights his way out to the 40-yard line, and the Bombers convert another third down. They've been very efficient on third down tonight.
They have, and you can tell that the defensive front of Sylvan Hills not used to taking a pounding every week. They're used to rushing the passer and using their speed, so this pounding's a little bit different look than what they've seen.
4:06 left third quarter action. The Bombers are down by two. First down here for Mountain Home. Misdirection play coming back to the near side and not a whole lot of room. Good job of getting a couple of yards on the play. Really wasn't a whole lot there.
Good job carried
that time by Seth Bashirs.
Good job of cutting back to the inside. It wasn't anything outside where it was designed to go. He did a good job of cutting back inside the tackle and making a positive out of it.
.324 left in the third quarter. It's a two-point Sylvan Hills lead, 25-23. Oh, you don't see many 25-23
scores. No, there's a handoff to Aldridge up the middle.
Right. Boy, nice run. He's going to have a first down across the 50, down to the 47-yard line. And the Bombers move the chains for the 18th time tonight.
Oh, he hit that hole quick right there.
12-yard pickup. Down to the 46 of Sylvan Hills. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And the give is to Junior Williams. Oh, he's tripped up. Boy, it looked like it was going to be a much bigger run than it was. It's a 7-yard game, but it looked like it was going to be more.
Number 44 for Seven Hills. He came up from the safety spot, tackled Junior, and Junior just leveled him. And that's the second play in a row. He's got up, you know, kind of gimpy.
Bombers have moved the ball very well tonight. At halftime, had 221 yards of offense. Tabor gives it to Junior again, and he is going to be very near first down.
Junior Williams on the carry, gain of about 3 yards.
They're going to have to look at this one.
No, they're giving it to him. Chain gang talking into it over on the other side.
So it is a first down at the 36. 19 first downs of the night. Down to 2:16 left in this third quarter. Bombers have moved the ball well all night tonight. Unfortunately, so has Sylvan Hills. Here's that counterplay right side. Hirschberger with it, and he's going to gain a hard-fought 4 yards.
That's still a good play, though. You know, you run that counterplay to keep those linebackers somewhat honest and keep them from running to the fullback all the time. And you know, that's still a heck of a football play. We're just kind of getting used to Junior getting 10 to 12 up the middle, so four doesn't look as good, but that's a heck of a play.
Second and six. And Junior Williams has it. He's going to be into the secondary, pulls three tacklers with him down to the 20-yard line, a gain of 12, and another first down.
Well, that Seven Hills cannot find anybody at that nose guard spot that was going to square him up.
Junior's going to come out and get a breather now as Aldridge checks in. .117 left in this third quarter. It's a 25-23 Sylvan Hills lead. Aldridge will get it. Boy, he hit the hole hard that time.
Boy, he did.
He barely got the handoff. He got there so fast. About a 5-yard gain on the play.
That's a totally different rhythm. When he's in there, he gets the ball a lot quicker. He's a quicker starter than Junior is. Junior's more powerful on the back end. Aldridge gets there a little bit quicker on the front end.
Ball at the 15-yard line. It's second and five now for Mountain Home. Aldridge, Hirschberger, and Swartz in the backfield right now for Mountain Home. And the Bears jumped off sides. Cameron Hubbard, or rather Darman Hubbard, jumped off sides. The first thing he did was grab his helmet. He's like, boy, I got to run now and practice on Monday.
Yeah, because that'd be a first down.
It is. It moves the ball to the 10 and moves the chains.
That's another Mountain Home bomber.
Five penalties for 40 yards tonight against the Bears. First and goal for Mountain Home at the 10-yard line. This will more than likely be the final play of the third quarter. And Tabor went to hand it off. Nobody was there.
Golly.
And he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Second down.
Well, it's tough to make yards inside the 10. You hate to have a zero play right there.
That's the end of the third quarter, 25-23. It's Sylvan Hills with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.